But he was doing something, Lynn replied. He was bringing Anne in to run the network. Anne wasn't enough of an announcement. Later that day, Lynn found herself in the odd situation of consoling others over her own firing. McPherson called, clearly uncomfortable over having helped to engineer her departure. I wish you nothing but success, she said. Then Sweeney called. She was in tears. I feel terrible. It's okay, Lynn assured her. Steve is a smart guy. He'll be great. I don't know him at all, Sweeney said. Iger himself called as Lynn was returning from the set of Their Eyes Were Watching God, a movie she'd commissioned for ABC starring Halle Berry and produced by Oprah Winfrey. I feel horrible, Iger said. There aren't many people out here I'm close to. I considered you a friend, and I hope we can stay friends. I understand, she said, but not now. Give it time. Right now, I can't do it. With turmoil swirling at ABC, Harvey Weinstein notified Eisner that the controversial Michael Moore film Fahrenheit 9/11 was now finished, and, as he had suggested a year earlier, he wanted Eisner to see it. In preview screenings, the film was testing through the roof, as Weinstein put it. Eisner expressed surprise given that he thought he and other Disney executives had made it perfectly clear a year earlier that neither Disney nor Miramax would distribute the film. For his part, Weinstein didn't see how Eisner or anyone else at Disney could be surprised given that the company had been paying invoices related to the film. Disney said it didn't look at the invoices and that Weinstein hid Fahrenheit by keeping it off production reports. In any event, Eisner declined the offer to see the movie. So Weinstein invited Bob Iger, Peter Murphy, even George Mitchell to a screening. All declined. Finally, Disney dispatched Brad Epstein, a studio production vice president, who saw Fahrenheit 9/11 on April 24th. Epstein told Weinstein he liked the film, that he thought it was great, according to Weinstein. But in his written report to Eisner, subsequently distributed to the Disney board, Epstein evidently criticized it. Eisner called Weinstein after the next board meeting. The board is against this, Eisner said. Why? Weinstein demanded. I don't want to be political, Eisner said. Weinstein thought this was rank hypocrisy, since Disney-owned stations broadcast conservative commentators Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Furious, Weinstein called George Mitchell, all but begging him to see the film himself. Mitchell, after all, was a prominent Democrat. Surely he would sympathize with a documentary critical of the Bush administration. But Mitchell refused. It's a management decision, he said, not something the board should get involved in. Weinstein had lawyer David Boies weigh in on the matter, also to no avail. All the conditions for a public relations hurricane were now in place, and on May 5th, the New York Times ran a page one headline, Disney is blocking distribution of a film that criticizes Bush. In the ensuing media frenzy, Disney, and Eisner in particular, was cast as the censor, caving in to political pressure. Disney refused to reconsider. Spokeswoman Xenia Mouka had the thankless task of trying to